And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
As it usually does at freedom-fueled political soirees, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA reared its head at Saturday night's event. But given the tone of the speeches that followed, God Bless Texas might have been more appropriate. Governor Rick Perry thinks Kentucky could stand to learn a few things from the Lone Star State. For instance, the legislative power of a Republican-controlled House of Representatives.
And you need six more Republicans in the House of Representatives, and then you will be coming to the promised land. And let me share with you what I mean with that.
What Perry means with that is if Kentuckians elect six more Republicans to the state house, it will flip control to the Republicans for the first time in nearly a century. This, Perry says, will allow the Kentucky Grand Old Party to pass some Texas-style legislation.
If your state is surrounded by states that don't have personal income tax, that are right to work, businesses are not going to come. And if you want this state to be competitive, you better elect six pro-business, tort reform-minded Republicans to the House, and then in 2015, elect a governor that thinks the same way.
Looking ahead to that 2015 election, Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer continues to hint that he will run for governor, drawing parallels between himself and Perry, who was at one time Texas's Commissioner of Agriculture.
So we were talking, and he said that, that he had some great experience during his time as Commissioner of Agriculture in Texas, that it was just a huge government agency, and they do a lot of things, and you learn a lot about state government. It really prepared him for the next level, and I thought, they do things right in Texas. They think the right way in Texas.
Even as he trended worldwide, thanks to John Stewart and hashtag McConnelling, Senator Mitch McConnell took the baton and delivered what was mostly a stump speech bashing the policies of President Obama. But he did echo that Kentucky should adopt Texas's all-conservative, all-the-time blueprint in Frankfort.
Charter schools, right to work, tax reform. We know what the formula is. If it works in Texas, it can work in Kentucky, and that's a big challenge ahead of us, and we're going to take the House and take the governor's race next year.
Toward the end of his speech, Governor Perry spoke of the occasional necessity for, quote, a little rebellion. But apparently that doesn't apply to Tea Party Republicans. Just ask McConnell's primary challenger, Matt Bevin, who wasn't allowed to speak at the event and stuck in the cheap seats at table 13, no less. Unlucky to some. Still, Bevin felt welcome.
I'm always feeling welcome because you know what? This is America. It's interesting. Somebody asked me whether I felt like I was out of my element. And I'll tell you, the guy who's out of his element is Mitch McConnell. In 30 years, he has not had anybody run against him in any kind of a credible way in a primary. And the man who's going to be crushed will be determined by the people of Kentucky on May 20th.
If the Kentucky-Texas parallels are to continue, Bevin will be defeated in that primary, just as Texas Senator John Cornyn's Tea Party challenger was defeated earlier this month. For WKMS News, I'm John Knoll.